Welcome to A Better Civilian Life, podcast for veterans, the place for insight on why you aren't feeling fulfilled with your life after the military and how to change that. I'm your host, Army veteran and life coach, Kelly Forsberg. Let's get to it. Hello. Welcome to the first episode. I have been wanting to do this podcast for a while now. The stories from being a soldier to a civilian are not all that different from each other, I've learned as I've talked with veterans over the last couple of years since I left active duty. And I thought it best to start this bad boy off with, you know, an episode all about real life. So feel free to laugh with me or laugh at me, but, you know, this is the way it goes. I thought that I had everything figured out when I was transitioning from active duty to my civilian life. I did all my transition classes. I even did extra ones. I found a way to just get everything done. Checked all the boxes, knew where I was going to live, what kind of job I was going to get, and just really had this solid plan. And I'm already a planner as a person, and then being in logistics kind of solidified that in me a little bit more. So when I left active duty and I tried to be a civilian I tried to be a soldier in a civilian life, really, it just did not go as planned. And believe it or not, that surprised me. I really thought that it would just happen. And the silly part is that in the military, like, when does that happen? You know, there are like fragos and change of plans and, you know, all these mission adjustments. But for some reason, I thought that if I was in control of my own life, leaving the military, that it would go the way that I expected it to without any adjustments required. So that was kind of my first mistake. What I really tried to do was just manage everything around me to try and cover up how unhappy and confused I was about what was happening in my life. I had a husband and a baby. Well, he was like a waddler. He was a year and a half, so not quite toddler. And then we got a puppy. So I had these three boys, and I just tried to control everything about them and their environment, trying to just get a little grasp of stability. And it did not work, and it made the whole household unhappy. And I did not get any closer to feeling successful or to feeling significant in my civilian life by doing that. And I also didn't know that was okay, that it was okay for me to fail, for my plan not to have worked, for things to be unexpected. I thought for the longest time that anything worth doing had to be hard and I had to be successful at it. And that's just not the case, I've learned. And I've talked to a lot of veterans since I left active duty, and many of them also have noticed these same themes where it's not that they're afraid to fail, it's just that they're unwilling to fail, myself included. We get told, suck it up and drive on, failure's not an option. However, I hadn't really been a civilian before. I joined the military when I was 17. So I'd gone from being a child in my parents' house to being a soldier, and I didn't really know what an adult on their own, not working for the government, looked like. I just kept freaking out and trying to control everything in my environment until one day I stopped and asked, why am I doing this? Why am I freaking out trying to control everything? It was like I was having a conversation with myself, and the inner voice in me was my military self, and it was saying, because if I don't, I, and I drew a blank, and I just paused, and there was no real answer to why I was freaking out or why I needed to. why I needed to control everything and have such a firm, positive grasp on everything, other than I just thought I needed to. Until one day, I was willing to let it go. Hear me on this. That doesn't mean that I let it go and that I was magically cured from trying to fit back into my little military box. It just means I had some willingness to let it be a little bit different. I realized that there was a huge grieving process that I had to go through that I had been avoiding. Like, all my uniforms were still in my duffel bag, put away in the closet, and I wasn't ready. I was not ready to open it and see what was going on in there. Not because I was afraid that I brought cockroaches and centipedes back from Hawaii, although that was in the back of my mind, but mostly because it felt like such a loss. I spent 9 years in the military and thought I was going to live my whole life in there. I medically retired, so I wasn't ready to go. Even if you left the military because you were ready to go, you don't really know what's on the outside until you're there. Not everyone joins the military at 17 or 18, but however much time you spend in the military, the world is different when you get out. You're older, wiser. Your expectations for people are different than when you went in. There are all kinds of ways that shows up for us. But mostly, it was just a process of knowing that where I was okay, but it wasn't permanent. It wasn't a banishment to be a civilian or to be unsuccessful. I use that term. I think it's kind of arbitrary because we get to decide if we're successful, but in my mind, I wasn't. I was this like kind of washed up, has been loser that, you know, loved the military and didn't get to stay that way. And I fought that for a while. So what I want to offer to all my listeners is just where you're at is just where you're at. And it doesn't have to mean anything else. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. It can just be. And the most important thing is that it does not determine where you're going or what life you get to have or what you get to do. And it's worth it to be willing to let go of the plan a little bit. Not to stop working for things, but to let go of the details just a little bit. Open your grasp. See what the world's got in store for you. So on this podcast, I will be sharing so many of the tools I have learned as I've navigated my own soldier to civilian transition. It is my hope that I can shed some light on this process. And if you're still in the military and listening, then maybe you can get a head start. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, veterans. Whether you've been out of the military for 5 years or 5 minutes, I have something for you at abettercivilianlife.com. Your life doesn't have to be miserable. It can be just as amazing as you can dream it up. Come see us, and I'll talk to you soon.